This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, and what influenced the cattle markets today?
Leslie, I think more than anything, we saw mixed trading take place today with a lot of uncertainty out there. We've had some very good upsides, some very nice recovery from the contract lows from earlier this month. But today, this market just seemed to have a hard time finding direction. The only major positive was choice box beef at midday, $2.63 higher, selects up $4.16 on a movement of 91 loads. All this meant cattle killed 112,000 head. I think one of the biggest things that's going to be watched very closely is where the cash cattle trade starts this week. That could have a lot of determination on our futures market. On the close today, October cattle were 50 cents higher, but December live cattle down 37. October feeders were up 32 cents. November feeders were unchanged. And December lean hogs, $1.07 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hi, this is Harry Birdwell from the Oklahoma School Land Commission. If you need land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping, each October, state school land is leased for farming and grazing as well as outdoor recreational use. More than 450 tracts in 33 Oklahoma counties will be offered for lease this year. On Monday, October 19th at 2 p.m., we'll be in Beaver at the Beaver County Fairgrounds, where 21 tracts in Beaver County will be leased. For more details, log on to our website, clo.ok.gov, and follow the prompts for 2015 annual lease auction information, or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases benefit Oklahoma schools and colleges.
Tom, what led to the strong gains for the wheat and soybeans?
Well, believe it or not, Leslie, there was no fresh news that went along today's upside. It was mainly good, aggressive fund buying and buy stops being hit as this market went higher, allowing double-digit gains in the wheat complex and the soybean complex today. Corn also had upside, but not near as much. News-wise, it was very quiet with nothing that really substantiated and went along with the upside that took place in the market. On the close today, both December and March KC wheat closed 13.25 cents higher. December Chicago wheat was up 12.25. December and March corn closed up 3.75 cents each. On November soybeans were 26.5 cents higher. January up 25.75. And December cotton with a big day up 217 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.